Lower class dialect. This is the dialect of the scum of the earth. Beggars, thieves, actors, and common servants. The trick to the sound of this dialect is to keep a nasal tone in mind. This can cause projection problems, so do be careful. When in doubt, say it with a sneer. Right. Let us now begin the study of the sound changes, or alterations, which thou must needs make in thy speech to speak this dialect. The first of these is fairly straightforward. The R sound in words like hot darkens to the R sound in words like ought. So, you've got a lot of pots becometh you've got a lot of pots. You've got a lot of pots. Forgive me while I drop into my Native American to explain this next sound. This one's pretty tricky. There are actually two different sounds involved, but you'll have to practice a bit to learn to hear them. The first is the ah sound in words like master and demand. And the second is the ah sound in words like map and hand. So, which is which? To most folks, the two sounds seem alike in their native dialect. There is a general rule that you can follow, but it's pretty complicated. Make the first change, as in master, when the ah comes before F, S, TH, and N, unless the N is followed by a D, as in hand. See, I told you it was complicated. To make things worse, there are a few exceptions, such as command. The rule is really only designed to get you through until your ear gets used to hearing these sounds. So, let's go back and look at them. The sound that's present in words like master and demand becomes an aw sound. Master, demand. Therefore, another draft, master craftsman, becometh another draft, master craftsman. Another draft, master craftsman. The second sound, the ah, in words like map and hand, darkens only a little bit to map and hand. Therefore, flap not thy hand like that, becometh flap not thy hand like that. Flap not thy hand like that. As you can tell, the difference between the two sounds is much more pronounced in a lower class dialect. Let us now proceed to a simpler and more entertaining change, the J-U glide, whatever that is. Well, I'll tell you what that is. It is very simple. Whene'er thou dost encounter a word like student, which hath a oo sound in it, thou must needs insert a Y before the oo. Therefore, student becometh student. And do tell the Duke's student what a fool is due, becometh do tell the Duke's student what a fool is due. Do tell the Duke's student what a fool is due. Now, note the difference between do and due. Here is the rule. If it changeth the meaning, change not the sound. Therefore, fool remaineth fool, and becometh not fuel, for, well, he is a jester and not firewood. And now, an even more simpler change. In any word that is written with a WH in the beginning, you swap the two sounds round to HW. Tis truly the same sound, but there is more breath involved. Therefore, I know not the whys and wherefores of his wandering, becometh are know not the whys and wherefores of his wandering. I know not the whys and wherefores of his wandering. The next several changes shall involve consonants. Firstly, the R sound. The R sound is dropped unless it is followed by a vowel. So, work instead of work, and terrible instead of terrible. The terrible work goes on. The terrible work goes on. The terrible work goes on. Nextly, the L sound in words like all is almost swallowed. Again, unless the sound is followed by a vowel. So, in the bloody brawl, all did fall, becometh, in the bloody brawl, all did fall. In the bloody brawl, all did fall. This next change requires some dexterity of tongue. Any time you should encounter a TL sound, as in rattle, you can put a glottal stop on either sound. What's a glottal stop? Well, that means stop the sound in the back of your mouth. For example, little bottle becometh little bottle. Little bottle. For me, 'tis much easier to change the T. If you find it easier to stop the L, thou mayst well do so. Our final consonant change is not so much a change as an admonition not to make a change. Most people, when they start learning this dialect, tend to drop their H's, as is done in the Cockney dialect, for example. I would recommend that thou shouldst avoid this, as it will make you incredibly hard to understand. Therefore, he had a hard-worn hat. Remaineth, he had a hard-worn hat. Again, shouldst thou choose to drop an H here and there, thou wilt not be reprimanded, but do take care, as it will greatly impede the good gentle's comprehension of what thou art saying. Right. Now some long vowel changes. The long I sound in words like, well, like, gets an sound blended into it. Therefore, I should like a bite of that pie becometh, I should like a bite of that pie. I should like a bite of that pie. Similarly, the long A sound, as in face, also blends with an sound. Therefore, I hate the fate that gave me this face becometh, I hate the fate that gave me this face. I hate the fate that gave me this face. And we apply the same treatment to long E in words like feel. Therefore, his beaten feet were blistered from the heat becometh, his beaten feet were blistered from the heat. His beaten feet were blistered from the heat. Right. Now, another bizarre pair of changes. The sound in what and was darkens to the sound as in Oz, as in the Wizard of. Therefore, what was it becometh, what was it? What was it? However, the sound in words like pub remain the same. Therefore, but what made him shove so, becometh, but what made him shove so? But what made him shove so? You can hear the difference between what and shove. And there are two more vowels that get that sound that we were talking about before blended into them. First of all, the ow sound in cow gets this treatment. Therefore, I found it on the ground becometh I found it on the ground. I found it on the ground. Notice the stretching effect it had on the vowel. Speaking of stretched vowels, we're also going to add that sound into the long O sound in words like toad. Now be careful not to make this sound too much like the ow change that we just talked about. So, there's a toad in the boat becomes there's a toad in the boat. There's a toad in the boat. Finally, I should like to give you a little verse to practice with. I recommend using this poem to get into dialect before rehearsal or performance. The verse, first in American, is thus. A miser's mind thou hast a prince's pelf, which makes thee wealthy to thine heirs, a beggar to thyself. Right, now in lower class. A miser's mind thou hast a prince's pelf, which makes thee wealthy to thine heirs, a beggar to thyself. We shall break that into parts. A miser's mind thou hast a prince's pelf, which makes thee wealthy to thine heirs, a beggar to thyself. And once again, all together, a miser's mind thou hast a prince's pelf, which makes thee wealthy to thine heirs, a beggar to thyself. And there thou hast it, all the changes thou dost need to speak the lower class dialect, and I wish thee much joy of it.